I eat, sleep, and breathe and live the AI space. I love it so much. I'm bound and determined to make generational wealth with it. I don't know what that looks like. I think it's too blue of an ocean. I just know that I'm going to do it in an authentic way. And I'm not here to just take your money. I'm here to educate you and really give you the same unfair advantage that I have found for myself, that I know you and Mara have found.
At militarycreatorcon.com.
Great XQ. Roger, over.
Super excited today to be joined by my friend and fellow awesome human, podcaster, business owner, Adam Peters. Adam, what's up, dude?
What's up, dude?
Feels like we're just...
like this is the first time we've actually recorded anything together, but we've spent a lot of time in person.
Yeah, I feel like we've already done multiple episodes with never recording, so here we are.
yeah, this could be good.
We actually need to change that, like... I feel like I'm ripped off a little bit. You haven't had me on your show yet. I'm sure it's my fault.
We got 28 days, brother, and sure. We'll just do it like live and in person because it'd be way better anyway.
Absolutely. So, Adam, tell us. I know you quite a bit, but if someone's just kind of hearing about you or seeing your beautiful face, tell us a little bit about who you are and kind of what you did in the military a little bit. And
Amen. So I'm Adam Peters, obviously. I served in the Army for 13 years, almost 13 years as an infantryman. I did 4 deployments, 3 to Iraq, 1 to Afghanistan, for a total of somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 months, which is way too many. I struggled for about 8.5 years after I got out. I was med boarded, and I struggled to find my place in the civilian world. So I created a personal brand called The Strategic Veteran around veteran transition and how to do it better because, obviously DOD and the VA, they're failing us, and it's not even close. I mean, that's all public information. You can go find it. You could see how dismal the TAP program actually is. And through that whole process, man, I've created all the opportunity for myself. Everything from knowing you and Mara to being invited to come speak at Military Creator Con to having, I don't know, I tell people I had a pretty big hand in helping you get this stuff together because you guys have leaned on me a bunch, over the last year, to my mentor and your friend, Adam Bird. Man, just everything positive in my life has come from taking a chance on myself.
I love that. And I also immediately think you've introduced me to quite a few people, and almost always if you take the time to introduce me to someone and you always say kind things, it's going to be a great introduction. So I'm always going to be appreciative of that and grateful for that. So I wanted to mention that as well as you kind of talked about that.
Yeah, man, it's a skill I didn't know I had until I started doing it. And it's, I got to tell people that are listening to this, man, it's a really lucrative skill, not just in money, but in relationships, network building, opportunity creation, you name it. It's definitely a skill people need to learn.
And it's actually interesting for me. Sometimes people ask, you do two or three things for someone and they're like, what can I do for you? I've almost had the answer for that, but I think to your point, you can never do enough of those things, and you don't give to get, but because you give, you get. And it's not always meaning, in monetarily, there's so many different ways, and you just never know how those things can kind of come full circle years later, even.
I couldn't agree with you more, because it's not always money. And I'm like you, man. I get asked on a daily, like, how can I help you? Because you've helped me so much. And I was like, I don't have that answer. The answer I do have is, like, there's going to come a time, and I've built a pretty large network. There's going to come a time where I'm going to need to leverage that network, and you'll know when it is. And you've armed me with this ammunition, right? Like, so if I throw up something to the network because I need help, I now have leverage to say, okay, nobody's responding to this. Nobody wants to help me. Where are all of those people that were in the inbox saying, hey, you helped me. Where can I help? How can I help you? And I didn't want anything at the time because I couldn't think of anything or whatever, right? So you, you're even creating leverage for yourself down the road, particularly, you know, if it's happening on a social media platform like LinkedIn, right? Like I got the receipts, I got the DMs where you're offering help and I don't have a way for you to help me yet, but now I do have a way for you to help me. Like, why aren't you getting involved? You were eager to help me when it was behind closed doors, but now that it's out in public, you know, you don't want to help me. Like, I'm not saying that that's the situation, but,
I understand.
It's pretty cool what you can do, man. And you know, the proof is in the pudding because I see it pretty much on a weekly basis now. I've been giving away stuff on the platform over on LinkedIn for the last several weeks, just random resume updates, you know, some coaching stuff to find like what your blueprint is. Just gave away Jim Camp's book, like 80 people, more than I was expecting, went and downloaded his audiobook and took advantage of his course. You know, the Military Creator Con stuff, like 50% off, man. Like, come on, dude. Like, this is an incredible opportunity. And so it's just cool, man. It's cool to see what you can accomplish when you just take a chance on yourself.
Yeah, and I love also, it's kind of how you and I are talking now and involved. You know, you heard about, you know, I didn't know who you were at the time. You heard about what we were doing in Orlando, Adam Bird introduce you, you know, to our conference, but also to us. And you know, we all kind of got to know each other pretty quickly after that. But, you know, I've known Adam. Adam was one of the first people for me that I really started talking to as I was getting out of the military. Like, I was early on and knowing about podcasting and kind of doing my podcast stuff, you know, and in a cool way. And to Adam Bird's credit, you know, he was very much like, you know, whatever you need, let me know. I mean, you know, there's, at the time, he said kind of only a few of us. I mean, it was a lot less people in the military space doing podcasts at that point. And, you know, it's awesome to see how many people are in the military doing it. And, you know, it's just a cool thing. But Adam Bird's always been a good supporter, but you just never know, you know, what's going to happen later. And it also sounds like a tagline a little bit, but, you know, we say we're doing Military Creator kind of bring people together to do more creative shit together. So.
Well, it's so true because I've known you for a little bit over a year. We were introduced last January, like you said, at PodFest because Adam invited me over for the last day of it when Military Creator Con was happening. Otherwise, I wouldn't even have gone to PodFest at all. It was just out of the way and just didn't seem worth it to me. But because of that, he introduced me to you and Mara and then introduced me to Shay and then introduced me to a few other people. Some of those didn't pan out or whatever. They kind of went their separate ways. And then not even 45 days later, I'm getting a random phone call from this James Van Pruyen guy. And I'm like, I don't even know that this dude remembers who I am. I remember having conversations with you at the conference, right? And getting to know one another as busy as you were. But like, I'm a nobody at that point, right? And so then you and I have a phone conversation. You're like, dude, I want to get you involved. I love what you're doing. Like, and then the relationship starts from there. And then a few months later, you reach out to me and you're like, hey man, like, can you run a live for my guy who's launching his own podcast? Turns out that guy you introduced me to has become one of my best friends on the planet and one of the most beautiful humans you could have ever introduced me to, who quite literally, even if he didn't have a shirt on his back, would give you the shirt off of his back. He's helping me with a ton of stuff I can't talk about yet. You know, I can reach out to him anytime. He's an hour down the road from me. He's trying to get me involved in more of the stuff that they have going on. I'm talking about Charles Dame, for those of you who are curious. It's not a mystery. One of the best humans on the planet. And to your point, man, this is how this works, because then Charles has introduced me to so many other people, and it's just, it's cool, man. It's really cool, like, when we all come together in this space and forget about the fucking competition and collaborate with one another, because to your point, when you and Adam started, there wasn't a lot of people in this space. Now there's a lot more people in this space, and I don't feel like any one of them is a threat. I want to help all of them because I know at the end of the day, it makes our community stronger.
Yeah, definitely collaboration over competitiveness, and we all win. You know, I was here the same, but don't ever try to say it, but all boats rising tides.
I can't remember. I can never remember.
The order always messed me up, but anyway. Yeah.
I wasn't even in the Navy, so that doesn't matter to us.
Rising tides lifts all boats.
Yeah, something like that.
I just have to say it slowly. But yeah, so in all seriousness, you know, and ironically enough, I love that you mentioned Charles does We Do Good as a nonprofit and has a for-profit side of his business. was in the Marines. You know, once a Marine, always a Marine. But ironically enough, the person that introduced me to Charles, met him at a golf conference, was Chris Kremitzos, the founder of PodFest. So, you know, it's interesting, you know, how all these things kind of to work and come full circle. And I want to also mention, you know, we're really appreciative. Charles has been very supportive. He's sponsoring Military CreatorCon as well. It's a good fit. And we love what he's doing on the AI side. And that leads into you're heavily involved at this point in, you know, kind of, I say geeking out on AI, but, you know, doing, working with businesses to help them do better of implementing how AI can help them in their business.
Yeah, 100%, man. I've been at it for about 18 months with the AI kind of whatever you want, gold rush or whatever you want to call it right now. I mean, I'm really calling it a revolution, right? Like it's the AI revolution, just like the Industrial Revolution. This is going to fundamentally change how everything in society works. And if you can't see that yet, give it another 3 or 4 months and you'll see it. I mean, just look at the stock market, look at the NVIDIA stock, look at OpenAI stock, look at all the crap that's going on with DoD and Anthropic right now. And I mean, you know, they chose to go with OpenAI, which then OpenAI lost its market share of the large language model to Anthropic. It's wild what's going on out there. But yeah, man, I'm super involved in it. It really out of necessity because I'm a one-man operation. I've put out almost 200 podcast episodes in 2 years, which is, I don't think it's that much. I feel like I could be doing more, but everybody tells me that that's insane to be able to put out that many. And we're not talking, you know, 20-minute episodes. Every single one of my episodes is at least an hour long, if not longer. I do a ton of lives. I got into it out of necessity, man. I don't have money to pay somebody to do all the post-production stuff. And I was like, what is out there? Like you find tools at the time, none of them were really good. And then, you know, ChatGPT got released to the public and you're like, oh, I could see how this is kind of an unfair advantage if you learn how to use it. And you get introduced to some other people, you know, you join some communities and then you go learn. But where I really started making my money was when I put that together with automation platforms. And for whatever reason, look, I won't sit here and lie to anybody. Like I've made maybe 20 grand in the last 2 years. So to call myself a business owner, I feel just really icky about that because, you know, it's a process, it's a journey, it's a road. But I haven't really made the kind of money that people qualify you as a business owner as. But I just understand the processes, the behind the scenes, how businesses are run. So business development, and then you pair that with AI and automation, it's like a cheat code. And so I promise I'm getting to the point. What I've actually learned over the last 18 months is the play in the AI space right now is not necessarily creating software, creating a new CRM or new tools or reinventing the wheel. It's actually education. And I'm getting a ton of traction, and right now it's kind of a budgeting issue with most of the companies that I have contracts out to because they've been burned by what I like to call the gurus, right? The people that you see on YouTube that are telling you how to do these things, which is very surface level, generic, kind of easy. You could learn in the first couple of hours playing with this stuff. And then they want to get you in their funnel and sell you more and more and more and more, but they never really give you the sauce. And so what I'm seeing is these business owners are latching onto these gurus or paying these gurus money, and they're still not understanding how to even leverage the LLM to its full potential. So for me, my value proposition to any business owner out there that's looking to integrate AI and automation into your workflows is I'm the guy that helps you distinguish signal between noise. I eat, sleep, and breathe and live the AI space. I love it so much. I'm bound and determined to make generational wealth with it. I don't know what that looks like. I think it's too blue of an ocean. I just know that I'm going to do it in an authentic way. And I'm not here to just take your money. I'm here to educate you and really give you the same unfair advantage that I have found for myself, that I know you and Mara have found for, and Charles with We Do AI. And Charles is in a completely different space with the AI stuff than I am. We're doing two totally different things. And I'll tell you what's so cool about Charles is like, he cares so much about people being successful that if you want to get into the AI space, he'll open his doors to you and show you behind the scenes and tell you everything that he's doing. Like he's not here to hide anything. And I think that's more what the space actually needs and kind of what I'm trying to be in a different, you know, lane in the AI space is if I can teach you how to set your LLM up properly, which means you get better output, you're going to have that aha moment. And then you're going to see what I see. And then eventually you're going to fire me or keep me on retainer for a lot less money and then come back to me when you get to a level where you need my help to figure it out again, and we'll start the process all over. So it's a win-win, right? Your ROI is incredible when you pay me what I'm asking, you know, for 3 months to teach you how to use AI, then you can fire me. And then when you have questions, just come back to me and pay me for another 3 months and we'll figure it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I also love what you're talking about, but I want to go back. You said you didn't feel like a business owner because of how much money you're making. And it just reminded me of, I don't know if you're familiar with Andy Frisella. He created the 75 Hard program.
Yeah.
And is a very successful business owner / entrepreneur. I want to say he, if I'm not mistaken, he said him, I think he had a partner, but they did their company for, they had a gym, I want to say for 10 years almost. I think he said they made about $15,000 in 10 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And they were very much business owners. So I understand what you mean and why you're saying that, but, yeah. So
You're absolutely right, man. The moral of the story is I have tried a lot of things. I have tried a lot of different business models, and I have failed at a lot of different business models before my picture got really clear. And there's three main things that I'm focused on now. You know what they are. We'll save that for Military Creator Con, and you want to hear what I have to say. I
like it. A little bit. Wait for later.
Yeah. Come see what I have to say on the stage, because I promise you I'm going to set you up for success. I'm going to show you that this is possible. I'm just a dumb infantry guy my whole life. Look, I graduated high school, went straight to the Army, got out at 30 years old, struggled for 8 years before I landed exactly where I'm at now. And so I've tried a lot of things. I've failed a lot, and I'm not afraid to fail. In fact, I love the failure part of it, because it teaches me the lessons that I was only going to learn through trying those different things. It would just be cool to say that I have like a profitable business. You know, that would be awesome. But I also know the reality of the situation is it takes time, 2 to 5 years. I just finished year two, right? Like, I'm right on track. I'm not behind or anywhere I'm not supposed to be. And I'm having a ton of fun, and that's what actually matters to me. And I wish more people would wrap their head around that. Like, let go of the money. Cause when you let go of the money, I promise you, man, oh, does it get way more fun? And magically, money starts to find you.
I love that. And I think, you know, definitely creating an environment, no pun intended, where everyone can kind of be around other people that are at different stages of their thing. And we can all really, I don't say compare notes just to compare notes, but like, oh, here's how so-and-so is doing it over here. You know, Mike Starr, my friend Mike's doing this in the barbecue sauce or the barbecue competition space and barbecue seasonings and things like that. Oh, wow. Like, that could actually be used over in this other area. So I think it's cool, you know, to bring other people all together in one room, and you just never know what one sentence or one word can kind of make a difference in people's lives and really change the trajectory for them. And you just never know that's going to happen. So really excited to hear you talk, obviously, and hang out with you there as well. I know everybody's kind of different on what they go to a conference and an event for. There's just so much you can get out of an event. And to me, a lot of it ends up being at the after parties or at the after parties. You know, I really see in the near future, like, hopefully people will come in early and kind of stay multiple days and do kind of meetups and, you know, events and parties and things like that, all related to different things. So,
yeah, I agree with you, man. We were just at PodFest a couple months ago, right? Beginning of the year. And I don't think I went to 2 talks, and that was to support the people that are, you know, part of our smaller group that we run with or whatever. Right. And to your point, I got so much out of that conference just in, I don't know, walking around and to me, it's really cool. Alex Sanfilippo, I met him last year at PodFest, and we had a really long conversation. Adam introduced me or whatever. He was busy this year. He was way busier this year than he was last year, but I got a chance to talk to him for about 5 minutes, and he instantly remembered who I was and my show and everything that I was doing. And I was just like, this is cool. He made a couple of introductions for me. You know, hanging out with my mentor is always cool, because, you know, Adam is the type of person, if he tells me to do something, I just do it. I don't even question it. But being with him for those few days and just hanging out with him and the introductions that he makes, and then you know, the other people that, that are part of the group that I was with or whatever, that to then go and meet their own people and like, hey, I got a guy in the AI space that you need to meet. Like, and then I'm talking to people I've never met before from all the way across the country and exchanging phone numbers and being invited to do different events. It's incredible what you can get out of this stuff. And look, I didn't even go to any of the after parties because I don't drink and I lived an hour away. So I was going to go home at night. You know what I mean? It's going to be so much different while I'm in Texas. I'm really excited because I'm trapped there from the 13th to the 19th, man. Like, I'm all you guys, right? So I'm going to participate in as much as I possibly can because I know what the opportunity in doing so is. Even if I don't feel like it, even if I'm tired, even if I'm low energy, I promise you it's still worth it.
Yeah, and I love that. It's just also, you never know when you're going to be able to kind of hang out with certain people that maybe they're normally busy. You know, it's not even if they want to talk to people, but when you have people kind of in an environment where they're, I don't want to say accessible in a bad way, but like they're hanging out for multiple days, they're going to these events, they're, you can have sometimes 2, 3, 4 conversations, which would take you years to do any other time. But because we're all kind of in one place at one time and, you know, with all with a common goal to help each other, you know, it's just so cool to see so many people that, you know, that only takes so many kind of things that they do each year. I mean, Christopher Lockhead, I know we were just on his podcast recently and he said, you know, there's only a few things right now that get him really excited and are what we're doing is one of them. You know, he's going to be there for as much time as he possibly can, more than I think he's going to be there about a day and a half worth of stuff. So, you know, these are people that, you know, they're just busy. They have schedules that where it only allows them to do so many things, you know, for sake of time, right?
And
for
priorities. I'm so like I'm super stoked that it was 28 days till Military Creator Con. Well, it's actually 28 days till I fly out there. The conference doesn't start for a couple of days afterwards, whatever. But like, I've seen some of the engagement when I've posted, I'm speaking, and like so many people on the platform that I've chosen to build on, which is LinkedIn, have always reached out. If you're ever in this area, I want to come see you. I've been getting phone calls for the last week about, hey, I'm going to be in Dallas. Where are you going to be? So I'm a little bit nervous about like, how am I going to split my time for so many people that want to finally come meet me in person? And I don't know. I think it's funny, James, because so many people are like, oh, we know you're an online quote unquote personality, which I absolutely hate. We want to see, how are you in real life? Well, I assure you, this is not a lie. James would call me on it. I'm the exact same. I don't change for
maybe
anybody
even more,
or
but I'm saying just keep that a secret, maybe, you know, they'll be like, oh wow. Like I had no idea.
So, I'm excited, man. It's cool to be able to go do an event like this and meet new people that you can leverage to get further in your business, but also to help those that are following your stuff and that resonate with what you're doing. Like, where else am I going to be able to get in a room with these people? Because we're all spread out over the country. I live in damn Florida like you do. You know what I mean? It's far to go anywhere to meet people. So I don't know, man. I'm so grateful that I get to be a part of this. I'm so grateful to get to call you and Mara friends and family even. It's just an awesome experience, man. And I couldn't imagine doing anything else with my life.
No, I love it. Look forward to seeing you. And, you know, I it's going to be exciting. It's definitely something I'm building. You know, we are collectively something that I wouldn't want to miss. You know, it's definitely going to be awesome. I'm already, the closer it's getting, kind of, coming to the realization that I'm not going to get to enjoy it as much as I would. Like that's how good it's going to be. And unfortunately, if you're behind the scenes, it's a little bit more, you know, 24/7, but, I'm going to do my best to, you know, to pay attention to the stuff I, you know, that I need to be doing versus.
Oh, I already know how you're going to be running around like a chicken with your head cut off. Mara's going to walk up to me 10 times. Have you seen James? Where's James? Like, I don't know, Mara. Go check the bar. I'm excited, man. It's going to be awesome, dude. What I'm really excited for is all the people, because I'm sure you've gotten this a bunch as you're the founder and the ones doing the primary promotion is what is Military Creator? I'm not a creator. I don't do anything online. I have nothing. this is the place you want to be for that, because that's the part I'm most excited for. All the people that you guys have elected to be speakers, I think that that's an extreme privilege. One, sometimes I don't even think myself that I'm worthy of. I do have a little anxiety about doing it justice and being on the stage twice, actually. But what I'm excited is for all those people who don't know, that are curious, that know that they want something more, the aha moments that they're going to have, because even at PodFest, right? Like being at PodFest, a lot of it's superficial. Nobody really gives you the sauce. I think our community is very different in that, at least from the perspective of knowing you and Mara, knowing Adam, and some of the people who are more involved with putting this on, myself. We genuinely want to give you all the sauce and the secrets and teach you how to do this. I mean, I can think of Lewis. Lewis, you and I had a conversation with him at Treasure Coast Brewfest. He walked up to us, a complete stranger. We're working the booth promoting Military Creator Con. And he's like, man, I've been thinking about starting a podcast. And at PodFest, he said this. He said, it was Adam who told me, now all you need to do is go home and start. He went home and started that night. And now the dude, he just hit me up this morning on LinkedIn. He's involved with We Do Good and doing some stuff with the equine program down there. He's got his own podcast. Like, I'm serious when I say, like, nobody's going to gatekeep anything from you at this conference. Like, we're all here to show you how possible and how real this shit actually is, and that you, the world is truly your oyster here in 2026.
And I love that you mentioned Lewis, because I want to kind of give him a shout out. Number one, he's definitely an action taker, and, you know, said he kind of wanted to do a podcast, but he had no idea why he was coming to that Brewfest that day. So, but also, you talking about full circle. So I introduced him recently to a friend of mine who I, his last name I can't pronounce, but I call him Raf, right? He was in the military or the Air Force, and Lewis, myself, and Raf were all served about the same time period, about the same amount of years. But I had no idea that they weren't in the same job, I don't think. I don't even know, but I introduced them about 2 weeks ago to each other, thinking they just need to know each other. And then Raf as well is sponsoring and attending Military Creator Con. But they start talking, and all of a sudden, before I knew it, like two or three texts into it, I'm like, I think I know who you are. And they literally had served together. Knew the same people.
Right. Yeah. Insane. Dude, can't make how this many up. People I'm that's another thing I'm really excited for. How many people will I run into that I served with that look, man, we serve with a lot of people. This isn't, it's not personal. If I don't remember who you are, fuck, dude. I mean, I've been out 11 years this year, and I was in for almost 13. So there's 24 years of people that I just simply forgotten, because we PCS, we move on, we do deployments, people get hurt, whatever. I'm excited to see that. And it happens quite often. It's one of the things I love most about doing my podcast is I've run into so many people that I actually did serve with, not in the same unit, but maybe in the same place on the same deployment, and running up and down the same routes, just in different units, and being able to hear those stories, tell those stories, and it's incredible, man. I can't say enough good things about what you and Mara are putting on with Military Creator Con, and how grateful I am to be a part of that, man.
Thanks a lot, Adam. Look forward to it. We could talk forever, but for more, you're gonna have to come hang out with us in Texas.
That's it. Come hang out with us for 3 days, brother.
All right. I appreciate you.
Take care, brother.
Yeah. Thanks, Adam.
MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great XQ. Roger.